Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Estrogeneration: How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile by Anthony G. J. is a popular science and health book focused on endocrine disruption, environmental toxins, and hormone balance. Drawing on J.'s background in biochemistry and his public-facing work as a health consultant, the book argues that many everyday chemicals can imitate estrogen in the body and interfere with normal hormonal signaling. Its purpose is not just to describe a problem, but to help readers understand where these compounds are found, how they may affect metabolism and reproduction, and what practical steps can reduce exposure. The book sits at the intersection of health education, toxicology, and lifestyle guidance. It is especially relevant to readers concerned with obesity, infertility, testosterone decline, and the broader health effects of plastics, personal care products, food packaging, and contaminated water. Rather than treating these concerns as isolated issues, the book presents them as connected outcomes of chronic exposure to estrogen-like chemicals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how everyday estrogen-mimicking chemicals can disrupt endocrine signaling. The book also emphasizes that the danger comes from both presence and persistence. Because these compounds are so widespread, avoidance is difficult, and that makes informed recognition more important than perfect elimination. Jay presents endocrine disruption as a cumulative issue rather than a one-time event. This helps explain why readers are encouraged to pay attention to repeated exposure from the same sources, especially if those sources are part of daily routines. Secondly, why estrogenics are linked to fat storage, obesity, and metabolic dysfunction. A practical implication of this topic is that the environment of food and storage matters. The book repeatedly points readers toward containers, packaging, and household materials, because these can be part of the pathway by which hormone-active chemicals enter the body. The metabolic argument is therefore not only about biology, but also about the conditions that keep introducing the chemicals in the first place. Thirdly, effects on fertility, testosterone, and reproductive health in men and women. This topic is also where the book becomes especially relevant to readers who are not already focused on toxins. Reproductive symptoms often prompt people to look for causes, and Jay uses that concern to show how environmental exposures may be part of the explanation. The result is a view of fertility that is rooted in hormone ecology rather than only in isolated medical events. Fourthly, the book's receptor-level explanation of why estrogenic exposure can be harmful. This mechanism-centered approach also supports the book's broader claim that modern exposures are difficult to judge using older toxicity models alone. A chemical does not need to kill cells outright to alter biological function. By focusing on signaling, the book offers a more nuanced explanation for why everyday exposures can matter even when they appear too small to cause obvious injury. Lastly, practical exposure reduction through packaging choices, personal care, water, and detox habits. What makes this practical section useful is that it does not rely on dramatic interventions. Instead, it focuses on substitutions and exposure awareness. That makes the book accessible to readers who want actionable steps without adopting an extreme lifestyle. Its value lies in translating an abstract chemical problem into choices people can actually make. In conclusion, Estrogeneration is best suited for readers who want a chemically grounded explanation for modern problems involving weight gain, hormonal imbalance, and infertility. It will be most useful to people who are already concerned about plastics, personal care products, food packaging, or unexplained reproductive and metabolic symptoms, as well as readers who prefer health books that connect everyday habits to biology. The book's practical value comes from its focus on exposure pathways and behavior change, which makes it more actionable than books that only describe endocrine disruption in broad terms. B. Its intellectual value lies in the way it links biochemistry, receptor signaling, and public health into one framework. Compared with similar books about toxins or wellness, it stands out for centering estrogenics specifically and for presenting them as a hidden but ordinary part of modern life. That focus gives the book a clearer thesis than many general environmental health books. Readers looking for a concise, mechanism-based argument with concrete lifestyle implications will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Anthony G. J., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.